Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington. This is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanganya, who are broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C. due to the COVID-19 pandemic.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about COVID-19.
According to the Ministry of Health in Zimbabwe, 17 people died of COVID-19 yesterday and 826 tested positive for the coronavirus. Currently, more than 1,700 Zimbabweans have succumbed to COVID-19 since March last year.
The Minister of Health also reports that there are currently 5,073 active cases of COVID-19 in the country. Out of over 44,000 people that have tested positive for COVID-19 since March last year, at least 37,524 people have recovered from the disease.
Over 725,000 people have already received their first dose of the COVID-19 vaccine in Zimbabwe in phase two of the COVID-19 vaccination program amid fears of shortages of vaccines in the country. The Minister of Health says Zimbabwe is expected to receive from China 2.5 million COVID-19 doses before the end of the month.
Currently, the ministry has declared local COVID-19 lockdowns in Karipa, Chirundu, Karoi, and some parts of Bulawayo, including Kulumane, Nketa, Emkanweni, Emakandeni, Luveve, Country Park, Njube, and the Central Business District.
Most of these areas have dawn to dusk curfews.
And on a sad note, former Warriors and Dynamo's kingpin, Sande Chizambwa, formerly known as Sande Marimo, has died. In a statement, the Zimbabwe Football Association did not disclose the cause of his death. His death comes a few days following the death of former Dynamo's player David Yoki Mandikora and former Dynamo's coach Mick Pule. So ngasikhangela endaweni eziningi kungani abantu sebevalelwa ezindlini nesikhathi kungafika u6 ntambama akusomelanga kube lo muntu ohambayo kuze kutsha u6 ekuseni. Izolo ke uhlangothi lwezempila kahle lubika ukuthi kunabantu abayi-17 ababulewe umkhuhlane lo, kwathi abayi-826 bahlolwe batholakala bele COVID-19. Khona manje nxa sikhuluma kusukela ngombibitho enyakenye sokula bantu abedlula 1,700 kwele Zimbabwe asabulawa i-COVID-19. Uhlangothi lolu luyabika njalo ukuthi okwamanje-ke kulabantu abayi-5,073 akuthiwa ngama-active cases awe-COVID-19, phakathi kwabantu abedlula 44,000 asebathestwa batholakala bele COVID-19. Singathi-ke bakhona baphepha kumkhuhlane lo asebefika-ke 37,524. Nxa sisikhangela-ke ukujujwa kumbe ngithi ukujova kwe-Jackson, kulabantu 725,000 abedlula khonapho sibili asebathola i-vaccine kumbe sithi idosi yokuqala kwezithi bazisukele umkhuhlane lo. Sizwile njalo uhlangothi lwezempilakahle lubika njalo ukuthi-ke badinga ama-vaccine amatsha njengoba khona engazani amadosis abe khona uhani sephelile. So badinga 2.5 million ama-doses e-COVID-19 vaccine. Bese kusithi-ke luyabika njalo uhlangothi lolu ukuthi ama-lockdowns asekhona e-Karipa, e-Chirundu, e-Karoi, kobulawayo siyakwazi ukuthi enkulumane, enketa, emganweni, emakandeni, Luveve, Country Park, Njube, the Central Business District. Kukhanya ngani akumelanga abantu behambe ngesikhathi nxa u-6 o'clock sitshayile kusiyafika u-6 ekuseni abantu bengahambahambi kunjalo sibili. So ke sibe sikhumbula ukuthi kwezenguqu kulo Sande Marimo obesesaziwa khathesi ngokuthi ngusande Chizambwa. Lundoda wayedlalela-ke i-Dynamos wadlalela futhi leZimbabwe Warriors kasekho, waphinda njalo waba umqeqeshi wamaqembu nalawo. So-ke izifa ibika ukuthi hhayi kasekho umnumzana, kodwa bajonga ukuthi engabe bulewe kuyini. Kusanda kubhubha-ke uDavid Yoki Mandikora lo Mick Pule, siyamkhumbula uMick Pule wayekhotsha iDimbare. So siyakwazi ngesikhathi leso abantu laba babedlala ibhola, ikakhulu nxa ukhumbula uSande Marimo, khumbule njalo lo David Yoki Mandikora. ngabantu abavedlala sibili ibhola kumangalisayo. So kunjalo ke Marvelous.
Aiwa kunawo vachangobva kupinda pachirongwa chedu tinokuchindamidzai nemufaro. Pano pachirongwa chedu cheLife Talk apo nhasi tine Gango. Asi nyaya huru yatiri kutaura nayo inyaya yechirwere cheCOVID-19 uyezve nenyaya yemamiriro akaita nhomba dzeCOVID-19 munyika pari zvino. Atichiona isu kuti bazi rezveutano riri kuzivisa iro kuti pane vanhu 6 vakawanikwa vachishaya neCOVID-19 nezuro. Uyezve panyaya iyoyo pane vanhu zvakare takatarisa uwandu hwevanhu vakawanikwa ivo vachishaya. Pari zvino pane vanhu vanodaudzira 1600 vashaya kubva kudenda iri reCOVID-19 kubvira denda iri ratanga gore rapfuura muna Machi. Uyezve pari zvino vanhu vawanikwa vachibayiwa nhomba yatingati iye pasecond phase yechirongwa chiri kuitwa nebazi rezveutano vasvika ivo pa700,000 pari zvino. Nyika inoti iyo inoda kuti pawanikwe pachibayiwa vanhu 10 million kuti pave paine yavanoti ivo herd immunity yavari kutaura iyo kuti pari zvino panoda kuti kana vanhu ve 10 million vabayiwa denda iri harizowanikwa vachiri chibata vanhu vazhinji. Uyezve tinotarisa isu kuti pari zvino nzvimbo dzakawanda dzawanikwa idzo dzaiswa pavari kuti ivo pamahotspots munzvimbo dzakadai seMashonaland West kune dzimwe nzvimbo zvakare. Kubulawayo kuri kuwanikwa iko vanhu vachinzi vasawanikwe vachifamba-famba kuitira kuti denda iri risawanikwe zvakare richipararira. Tinotarisa kuti hurumende yakazivisa zvakare kuti zvikoro zvanga zviri kufanira kuvhurwa zvakambomiswa kuti zvivhurwe nemavhiki maviri. Uyezve pari zvino tinotarisa kuti pane nhau dzachangobva kutambira kuti vaimbova murayiridzi wechikwata chemawarriors vasande chidzambwa vashaya. Hatisati taziva kuti vashaya kubva kuchii asi tiri kunzwa kuti pari zvino vawanikwa ivo vachishaya vakawanikwa zvakare vari veDynamos asi tikazoona vari murayiridzi weMawarriors. Saka ndo zvimwe zvatange tiri kukurukura nazvo ipo pano tichitarisa kuti vanhu vari kuona sei zviri kuitika panguva ino yeCOVID-19 panguva apo vanhu vazhinji vari kutaurwa ivo kuti vasawanikwe vachikwira mabhazi akazara. Nekuti tinoona kuti kunzvimbo dzakadai seChinoyi mapurisa emo atotaurira vatyairi vemabhazi kuti vasazadze vanhu mumabhazi kuitira kuti denda iri risarambe richipararira munzvimbo iyoyi. Gibbs.
Yeah, kunjalo Marvelous. I've been having a show before this one. It's called Zimbabwe Today as Tokeni. So we were discussing this COVID-19 issue with Ezra Chisaspanda. And he was actually going around Bulawayo, where there are these localized lockdowns. So he was speaking to so many people, and he met these two ladies, and they were actually talking about what COVID-19 is all about and what these lockdowns mean to them. Let's hear what they were discussing here.
Into le thina yasidida kakhulu ngoba silokungazwisisi silokungaqedisisi ngayo ngoba i-lockdown singahlala phansi i-government ayisincedisi. Thina singabomama abasisebenzayo we are single parents and siphila ethareni. Siphila sithengisa ukuze siphilise imuli zethu. But bona all of a sudden uyazwa kuphongthwa kule lockdown and somele sihlale ezindlini. Thina i-government ayisincedisi ngalutho ngokuhlala ezindlini. Thina siphila ethareni sisebenza ukuthi khonokho esikutholayo it's hands to mouth siphilisa abantu abethu. The moment ukuthiwa sihlale phansi akusela lutho esilutholayo, so kumele sihlale phansi kodwa sisela income.
Kodwa khonapho esisebenzela khona kuyabe kumele ukuthi sibhadala 11 years akuvunyelwa bonds nebhondi yakuzibhadala inkalakahle.
So lapha ngezindlela iyabhadala imali ncedi uhulumende labo osithikazini
sibhadala kusithikazini $11.50.
So nazo kuyavalwa ngo-3 kufanele ukuthi awenzeka lo tholo kodwa ukuthi ubhadale futhi khonapho.
Uyabona kathi sikhathi bani?
Emini kunje.
Khona sivele emakethe.
Yeah.
U-11 sikhathi sikade ukubopha
so. So it's only 4 hours. Ngiyabe ngithengisele bani 4 hours wathenga wami. Ngathola lami imali yokuthi ngithela abantwana impuphu lesitshebo sesendlini lesingu.
So lapha-ke tesi manje-ke linakomkhotane lolu ukhona yini seke labona umuntu ogulayo?
Athina sikaze simbone njalo asimazi lokuthi ubonakala njani lo kuthiwa uyagula. siyezwa njengakho kuma news kodwa thina ngawetha amekhasikaze simbone umuntu ogula
khona phejube ugcile kabi icorona la ethiwa la i-hotspot lapha emalokitshini
ye sizobe menshena thina bhatasisake sibona simbona ngumuntu obulawa singazi bona abatshona behamba thina anti ukuthi sitshona sisezitendini zethu sisebenza but asizali angifuni kamba manga
nxa ligathi amabhasini lapha kunjani kwakuminyanwa
yinjekakhulu yikho esukumangala kuthiwa i-social distance yangikhona kodwa thina siyathutshwa size sifakele esitendini
ebhasini zezuko lezi
iibhasi zenezezezuko la mabhasi angikhona futhi kawakwani ngoba amabhasi angikhona simelele i-one esukuye emalokitshini silokhu esiselayinini kwanapha kuthiwa sivale ngo-3 endlini siyafika ngo-8 silokhu esilinda amabhasi
aikhefikechao city lizothini
akula ngenye indlela la amapholisa amele abekwazi andisebakhipha le eminye
ithina sina sesihamba ngenyawo sometimes sesibalekele ukuthi siyatshaywa ngamapholisa singatholakala silokhu esisekhaya.
There you are, marvelous. These ladies are actually vendors in Bulawayo, so they are selling different wares, and they are saying, you know, they don't understand these localized lockdowns, because at the end of the day, they are saying they are no longer making money. And sometimes when you go to the central business district where there's money, mm-hmm. there's no business. So they end up going home without any income. So to them, these localized lockdowns are ridiculous and they don't make sense. But they are saying they are following these regulations that were actually, you know, put by the government. And all what they're saying is there's too much confusion, and you don't trust what the government is saying, you know? So at the end of the day, they're saying it's problematic, this kind of a thing.
Apo tiri kunzwa isuma kwamadzimai vari kubulawayo vari kutaura ivo pamusoro pekuomeswa kwakaitwa ivo mitemo yeCOVID-19 munzvimbo yavari kugara. Vari kuti ivo pari zvino raramo yavo yatokanganisika uyezve havasi kunyatsonzwisisa kuti kosei vakawanikwa vachiomeserwa mitemo iyi. Ndozvavari kutaura ivo vachiti upenyu hwaakunetsa uyezve havasi kunyatsova nevimbo yezviri kutaurwa kuti sei mitemo iyi iri kufanira kuomeswa yeCOVID-19 gips.
And but some people are actually working. There's a security guard who also spoke to Ezra Chisa's Banda in Bulawayo. Let's hear what he said about working during this COVID kind of crisis.
Yeah, Elias, you want to see me in the lab? You need lockdown to affect that way.
No.
Oh, so you are going to block 7
hours. Yeah, I'm looking 7 hours. I'm going to say, I'm
okay. So, in what we are going to be in, but we essential.
Yeah, I'm going to be
in general class. I'm going to talk about 3 or 4 or 6 in the mama medicine guy.
I'm going to be in the so.
COVID was what such any vaccine?
Yes, I'm not
sure. But won't mobile? Okay. I want to show a woman to cool and COVID.
I've got a taste of a very good one.
Where is a home boy?
I got a more.
So into Israel, good pay.
Yes, for who's
what I want to know, can you know, secret person is about to bat in about to buy as a road to a social distancing?
Yeah, right.
When you watch it, it is
answered. If you figure upon our case is answered, sometimes it is necessary to have a pattern.
Okay. So, okay, Mr. Zutuan is a little bit again. I'll make it very again. I. About another Kuma, I'll know about Sarakon about him. Why is Sabai?
I buy your own Christian Bible. I will Sabasin.
Oh, sir.
So, that's the security guard, marvelous. You know, he's saying that. You know, he works every day and there's no problem with the curfew, because what it does is, you know, he goes there early, knocks off early, and so he's not affected. But he says he encourages people to actually, you know, have this social distancing, they clean their hands, and keep all the standards that are needed, you know, to prevent the spread of COVID-19.
Mm-hmm. Apo tiri kunzwawo mumwe murume wechidiki vanoita basa ari kuchengetedza nzvimbo vari kutaurawo zvavari kusangana nazvo, asi vachikurudzira vanhu kuti vanhu ngavaenderere mberi vachiteedzera zviga zvakatarwa neWorld Health Organization zvekugeza maoko, kupfeka mamaski nezvimwewo.
Now we also have a granny that actually talked to Ezra Chisa. You know, very interesting discussion here. You know, this lady sells some goods, you know, along the streets, and sometimes sits somewhere and starts selling tomatoes onions, vegetables. Let's hear the discussion just briefly.
Lokho siqoqa labantu sibhoda kade sesikwelinye lokishi lapha-ke Papa Falls. Izwele ukuthi-ke lockdown iyaqala kobulawa namhlanje ngo-6 nje kule kefi 6-6 ngilogogo la ungubani gogo?
Mina ugogo umamoya isibambekile mona.
Mamoya uthengisani laba gogo?
Uthengisa abantu kungamatamatisi lempuku.
Matamatisi lempuku?
Ye.
Kodwa kunjani kuya kule business? So lapho ndingona ngene la. Wa usenza nona kutala?
Angasebenzi.
Yena ungiyasebenza. So ngendlaba yokuthi kathi akusela umuntu ukudla endlini wathi ngcono usebenze wena.
Ngathi ngcono mbe ndokisa kuno.
So lapho udanga la.
Emakethe.
Uyisizo zothengisa abantu la.
Ngizothengisa ukuthi ngihamba ngiyomfakela abantu izenze dolokho kudla.
So abantwana bangikhaya? Babe mele ukuthi ubuyele ukuthi umama usethwele ukudla.
Bele kuyimbida khonoko sifike sikuchwathise ifake esitofini sidle.
Nanko-ke kuthiwe kathesi-ke sekule lokho kuthiwa yi-lockdown sokumele uqede masinyane ngo-6 lapha kumele ususemkhaya. Kuzwa njani nakho lokho?
Kona pha ngiphelelwe angiyilayo ukuthi ngathi ngiphelelwe kwapha lo mthandazo ngiyathandaza ukuthi bakithi. Hayi, angikwazi ukuthi
awurholi mali nje social welfare?
Awulaloti. But umnyaka wami awukafiki ukuthi ngingaholi.
Sule minyaka mingaki?
Mna nde 55.
Ukuthi umnyaka wakho akafiki ukuthi ungaholi.
So there is the lady, you know, the senior citizen. She's saying, you know, it's very difficult to get money these days. And during COVID, it's worse off. So yeah, it's stressing problems, you know?
It's a sentiment that's shared by many. I also had a conversation on Let's Talk Ngati Kurukurei with a lot of people saying that they foresee a lot of people going hungry during these restrictive measures because they are not really sure of what's supposed to happen. Unlike, you know, in the first lockdown where people knew that they were not supposed to be going to such and such places, and they knew that if they went there, the police would be able to, restrain them from entering the cities and stuff like that. So this is a different way of doing things. So a lot of people are finding it a bit confusing as to what exactly they are supposed to be doing. That's what they said on the program.
And imagine, Ezra Chisaspanda spoke to a former footballer. Do you know these footballers, when they are done with business, at times, some of them, have problems in terms of employment and all these kind of things. So let's listen to this interview that he did with one of the former footballers.
Yeah, we know one for it. Imali impilo yakho nenzima leyo lapho.
Azongisebenzi vele.
Naye ngasebenza i-release ngasechiya.
Ibhora selaphela.
Selepha ibhora selaphela yini.
Azongithola ukuthi ibhora.
Hayi, njani ngithole lutho sini.
Akukho umuzi abalayethu wadlalelani nana.
Mina ngazalela amaZulu ngase ngisiya ku-Resters yakhona apha e-Nazareth Blawayo. Amathimu engangadlalelayo.
Hayi, indoda ekadlala ku-Premier League uSimba Rusikela mna bengasaboni, yabona mask la vele ekugcine kanto engaboni lodwa. Nasi ke kuthiwe-ke i-lockdown sikhona. Wena uphila ngani vele?
Wakathi esivele ngihlalele ngiphila ngokuthi nxa ngithole ama-piece job ona la ukuthi asihambe soke siyenza so siyathole okuncane phe engikuyenzayo khona impilo yami engiyenzayo.
I-coaching yale.
I-coaching anzange ngibe lesikhathi sokuthi ngiyedinga kwakufunakala imali ukuthi ngiyebhadala, so ngasuwela imali ngenxa ngingasebenzi.
Ibhora vele akulala mpentsheni ebhoreni?
Akulala mpentsheni ebhoreni mina.
So kathesi manje uyenza njani ukuthi udleni vele empilo? Uhlala bani?
Mina lesinhlala lo mama ngikhosela labantwana.
So you remember Simba Rusike used to play for AmaZulu and Rail Stars, eh? This guy was a star, I tell you. Yeah. So he says with this COVID and all these other problems, he's struggling to make ends meet, and he says life is very tough. You know?
I think this is what we're also seeing happening to the arts industry in Zimbabwe, as well as the sporting, icons. Sometimes this happens, and COVID has made it worse. Speaking to some of those that seeing and things like that, they were saying because they're not performing due to the lockdown, and things have really been difficult for them and their families. So it's good Ezra was able to catch up in real time with a real star, a former footballer, so we can hear what he's doing and how, if anything can be done to assist him.
Yeah, so we'll continue rolling some of these videos. So right now we've got our guests lined up. One of them is Mr. David Siampondo. He's here in USA. And we also have Mr. Eliphas Mashaba. He is in Bulawayo right now. And I think Dr. Simba Mavaza is also joining us shortly. So let's start with you, Mr. Eliphas Mashaba in Bulawayo. Tell us about these localized kind of lockdowns. What is going on right now?
Thank you, Gibbs. Thank you, Zimbabwe. The localized lockdowns as a result of the surge which we have witnessed in the country of growing numbers in the COVID related issues. And of course, as a responsible government, government has found it correct that they localized where they believe they are hotspots. Hotspots have been identified. Let me talk in particular in Bulawayo, where we have areas under district administrative areas, for instance, where the clinic, the COVID clinic is based. We have got Nkulumane. Nkulumane will cover areas like Mganini, will cover areas like Nketa, will cover areas like Chabalala and so forth. And then we have Kandeni, which will cover areas which stretch up to Njube and the like in the northern areas. Those are areas which also involve our CBD, where most of our business has been affected. However, I think because of these numbers growing up, it is necessary to try and minimize the movement of our people and also re-conscientize our people, because there is a lot of, reluctance to keep up relaxed in terms of following the new guidelines or the Ministry of Health guidelines, especially in terms of sanitizing, in terms of masking up, in terms of crowding. Our people in Bulawayo, in particular, there's a lot of disregarding of the rule of law. You go into most of our bars, you find they're packed. You go into our restaurants, they're packed. And of course, we also have the transport situation in Bulawayo or the country, which I think is playing a major role in terms of spreading the COVID-19 issues, because people are crowded. But I'm happy that the government has issued a directive to say that each Zuko related transport mode of transport, they are supposed to carry at least 50% of the people required to be in that vehicle. So, yes, there's an outcry, but it is a necessary outcry.
Thank you very much. So, there we are. Marvelous. So let's go to Mr. Siampondo, and maybe he can tell us a bit about what he thinks about these lockdowns. Welcome to the program, sir.
Thank you very much, Gibbs. Thank you very much, Marvelous, and thank you very much to our viewers. Yeah, lockdowns to me, when we are faced with a serious health situation like ours, I think they are most important. But however, I'm having a challenge with how our government really is approaching this COVID pandemic. Right. So you will recall that we had more like succeeded in terms of slowing down the numbers of COVID infections. But however, in a way, we can blame the people also for being a little bit reckless. But you will see that it takes the leadership, it takes the government to, lead by example so that the people will follow. But in our case, in this instance, you'll find out that our government is the culprit to breaking these COVID regulations. If you look at when they put up that Mbuyanihanda poster or that statue, really the government invited people in the streets. And from then we started to have numbers spiking. We also see they did nothing to some of these celebrities who are moving around, gathering a huge amount of people in our towns and our communities. I'm talking in reference to Twaba. And you will see that he was more like supported by the powers within the government. And we could see how he interacted also even with the highest office in the land after he has come from those gatherings. So I think the government is to blame on this one, on this current wave, because it has been reckless by its own actions and some of the actions of individuals that they aided. But however be the case, they need to observe these rules. They need to mask up. They need also to avoid unnecessary movements, because yes, we may be blaming who caused this and who caused that. But at the end of the day, it becomes individual, because when the COVID strikes, it is you and your family and your loved ones. So to protect your family, to protect your neighbor, let's just observe the WHO regulations and ensure that we mask up. We ensure that we get vaccinated for those who have got the chance to be vaccinated. And also let's observe all the regulations that are given. And mm-hmm. also even more importantly, to avoid unnecessary movement. Let's stay at home. We know it's difficult, but let's just be at home.
Thank you. Marvelous.
Munoona sei zviri kuitika muZimbabwe pari zvino panyaya yekuomeserwa kwemitemo yeCOVID-19.
Zvinhu zvinorwadza nekuti mukatarisa kuti mitemo yeCOVID-19 yabvira kare iripo ichiiswa. Nekuti pane patinotarisira kuti vanhu vanofara kunge vachiteerera mitemo iyi and vachishingirira, even tinoziva kuti panoiswa mitemo pane zvinokanganisika. Like mukatarisa mitemo yeCOVID-19 inoita kuti vanhu vagare mumba. And kana makagara mumba, hakuna kumwe kwamunowana imwe nzira yekurarama. Hurumende haina chairi kubatsira nacho muchikafu nezvimwe zvinhu zvinenge zvichidiwa kuti vanhu vaita se vawane kurarama. But tinozvinzwisisa nestage yatiri mumaringe neupfumi hwenyika kuti hurumende haitomborina kana maresources ekuti ibatsire vanhu. Asi tiri kuti vanhu ngavachiisa, vanhu vari kuitawo sacrifice yekuti vagara kumba, hapana zvavari kuti havasi kubuda panze. Hurumende yatochifanira kuti iyo ichicherechedzawo kubva kudivi kwaro zvimwe zvezvinhu zvainoita kuti vanhu vasapedzesere vamumastreets vakufamba-famba, COVID yoramba iripo. Saka kana vanhu vachigara mumba, ngatigarei tese tichicherechedza kuti tikasatyora mitemo iyi, COVID ichaita zvinani. Asi tikaityora, ticharamba tichingonzi garai mumba, itai zvakati nekuita zvakati. Saka inini mhosva hombe pari zvino pawave iyi ndinoipa kuhurumende, nekuti ndo imwe yakaita mamwe maactivities akaita kuti COVID inge ichipararira. Panga pasina need kana kuti panga pasina chinangwa chekuti vaunganidze vanhu pavainoisa chitumbi chambiyanihana, panga pasina need yekuti vamwe vanoita nezvematongerwo enyika vakurudzire vanhu vakaita sana
twa vanhu vana Passion Java pavaifamba vachiunganidza vanhu mumadhorobha nekuti izvozvozvo ndozviri kukonzera wevhi yatinayo right now. Hakuna kumwe kwatinokwanisa kuinongedzera kunze kwemaactivities aiitwa navanhu ivava pavaiunganidzwa mumadhorobha vachiuchira vachifara vachiita zvavaiita.
Thank you very much, Mr. Eliphas Mashaba. Do you have any reaction to that in English and Ndebele? Very briefly.
Ndiyabonga baba Gibbs. Vakiti uhulumende ngukhulumende. Uhulumende nganxa silayo imikhuhlane uhulumende kavalwa. Kuyasetshenzwa nsuku zonke njalo kuba lama programs lapha lalapha. Yebo ye, kuqakathekile ukuthi nxa kusiba lama gatherings ku-observe yonke umthetho ethe yafakwa ekhaya lokuthi inqabele umkhuhlane we-COVID. Singasola lapha lalapha kodwa iqiniso likhona ukuthi sonke silomlando njengamaZimbabweans. Sonke silomlando wokuthi khona kambe lapho esikhona siyayenza yini. Uchilo umfowethu omunye lapho ukuthi ekugcineni into leyo evele iqondana lawo siwedwa. Ukuthi ubukugathari ngiphi kumbe kwathini kwathini thini akuncedi lo lalo kabe lo mlando okuzivikela ngendlela eqondileyo.
Ye, ufake nake isilungu nje ngamafutshane khona baba.
Thank you, Gibbs. I suppose, yes, there are different views as to how we are spreading the COVID-19 pandemic. Yes, people are pointing fingers to government, gatherings, and so forth, but let's not forget that the government is an institution which is supposed to be operational. If government does not operate, then, you know, it's not a supermarket which can be closed down. Government is an institution which is regulated to make sure that it's operationalized properly and certain things must happen. However, it is upon each and every individual to adhere to the stipulated regulations. Mm-hmm. It's not about who has done what. At the end of the day, it's about yourself and nobody else. If you are affected, you are affected alone. I think even if there are certain gatherings which are happening, there is stipulation that there is, the distancing, sanitizing, and so forth. I'm sure governments, they are also aware of what they are doing. Of course, you have a situation where you discover that in instances where there are gatherings, for instance, that people talking about the Mbuyane Handa issue, there would be certain people who would have been invited guests. And I'm aware that in those areas, people are given invitation cards. Of late, they issue out even your name tagged card, so that when you enter, it is known that you're an invited guest. But however, you know, we have people who would always want to be where they're not supposed to be. And those are the challenges which we face. But at the end of the day, it all boils down as to say we all have a responsibility to take care of each other.
Thank you. Thank you very much. We are now joined by Mr. Mike Mdlandlandiweni. He is in Bulawayo. Hey, Mr. Ndiweni, welcome to the program, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Dube. My apologies for joining late. I was running all over trying to beat the curfew at 6.
Oh, yes. So can you centralize your camera so that we can see you? Yes. So now
using a mobile device, so...
Yeah, okay. You're okay. So tell us a little bit about, you know, this COVID-19 lockdown. Where are you and how affected are you, you know, by these lockdowns as a vendor's leader, you know?
Yes. Thank you so much, Akibs. I think I will start from a positive note to say that I think the government has taken heed to our call to make sure that when they are putting in place these restrictions, they must balance between livelihoods and also COVID-19 restrictions, which means that they must at least allow people to work. At the same time, also putting in place mechanisms to at least contain the spread of the virus. For us, that is positive, that people are working. And as an organization also, we have taken it upon ourselves to have people moving around marketplaces, reminding people that they have to or they must observe the WHO protocols, like sanitizing, putting on their masks properly, observing physical distancing, and even screening temperatures. And we have even before given some materials through our partners with a number of our organizations to support the traders to reduce the cost of compliance. So we feel this is a right decision that government has taken to contain the virus, but also at the same time, making sure that people actually are able to work. So the lockdown has, of course, reduced the working hours. As you know, that people are supposed to be closing their mkambos around 3 and then try to rush home and beat the curfew at 6 o'clock in the evening. So that on its own, it has affected, of course, the income levels in terms of the sales. As you know, that people tend to buy a lot towards end of the day. And this time around, people are not really concerned about buying or shopping around, but getting home on time, I mean, in time before 6 o'clock. So that has had a dent in the business of our membership. But the strongest call that we are making now to the government, I'm not sure if we are following, Mr. Dube.
Yes, we are following.
Okay. So our message right now is to make sure that the vaccine is available. Our concern is that the first dose of the vaccine seem to be seemingly centralized in the mentioned 3 institutions that you know. I'm not sure if I'm able to mention those based on the press statement that we saw from the local authority. I think they mentioned the Engujeni Hospital, Mpilo, and also at UPH for people to get the first dose. And the second dose, of course, seems to be available in other health facilities. So what it means is that people now have to commute from as far as the where they stay, like Country Park, for them to get into the CBD and further commit to these centers. So that on its own, it's a challenge, because a few people will afford to commit at least 2 or 3 times for them to get the vaccine. So our call right now is to make sure that the first dose is made available. And also we're getting reports from some of our contacts and colleagues who are telling us that they are queuing up to an average, a minimum of 6 hours to get the vaccine. And that is a concern, because some people end up walking away having, say, frustrated from getting the virus. I mean, the vaccine. So that is a concern. So our call now is that the vaccine must be accessible to particularly high density areas, so that people don't have to commute to all these centers. I mean, to these centers for them to access the vaccine. That is our biggest concern right now, because I think we saw pronouncements from some government officials talking about that they are going to be moving into marketplaces to ensure that people, for those who want to work, to have been vaccinated. And if the vaccine is not available, then how will people get vaccinated?
Thank you.
But for us, we are very clear. We are encouraging our members to at least get vaccinated, so that we try and at least achieve the herd immunity of some sort and be able to get working again in marketplaces.
Thank you very much, and stay on the line. So let's get Mr. Siyampondo back on the screen here. Marvelous, go ahead, Mr. Siyampondo.
Mr. Siyampondo, munoona se jirukuta urwa kubaku bulawayo pamsoro peja varu kusangana na shupangwa ino ye COVID-19.
Yes, Siyampondo, what can you say about what was being said by Mr. Michael Ndweni? In short, if you can, go ahead, sir. No, I think, can you log in again so that you can hear us? So can you log in? Maybe come back again. So let's go to Mr. Eliphas Mashaba. You can pose a question. You're marvelous to Eliphas Mashaba. Go ahead.
Mr. Mashaba, so on the ground, what, how are people like living day to day? Because we saw some videos of people that were really saying that they are facing major challenges in when you look at the, you know, being able to look after their own families, especially during this new imposed lockdown laws.
Mr. Mashaba, can you hear us? Go ahead, sir. Can you hear us? I think he got disconnected there. Well, let's bring back Mr. Michael Ndweni. He's there. Quite marvelous.
Mr. Ndweni, I'll pose the same question to you, that what are some of the challenges that people are facing right now in these newly imposed, COVID-19 laws?
Okay, I think I've mentioned some of them in my previous, previous submission. I spoke about the reduction in incomes or sales because of the reduced number of trading hours. Mm-hmm. That is a serious concern. As we know that a few months back also we had an outright lockdown. That is a serious concern because some people, I was talking to some today, they were saying they're even failing to take off. They haven't even taken off. And already now we have this reduced number of trading hours. So it's really putting or a knock into their business, into their businesses. So that is a concern that we are seeing. And of course, beyond even this current lockdown, but the issue that we have the borders closed, some people have been surviving on bringing goods from out of the country for resale here or producing some goods locally and taking them out of the country. And they are saying right now they are not even working because of the closure of the borders. So they can't go and sell in every country. They can't go and buy for resale in the country. So that has affected many people. And the women are talking about issues of getting harassed by or getting their goods stolen or getting overcharged by what they call the runners or middle person who are now at the go-between, who are trying to use, of course, other means, for instance, maybe trucks to bring in the goods. And they are saying that they are actually making very, very low profits, which are not enabling them to fend for their or feed their families or access education, pay for the school fees, or even access medication, among other things that they need to have their families surviving. So these are the realities that women are facing. And for those that take a risk to, some of them were told that they even cross in some illegal exit or come in using illegal points, they get mad. Some of them are getting raped, telling us that sometimes you get raped and then you are even scared to report because the husband will know that you got raped, and some will get rejected. Some are saying they don't even know the structures or the institutions that they should approach should they encounter some of these sexual assaults or sexual harassment. So these are the realities that women are facing under these continuous lockdowns.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much.
Yes, I was a colleague. So let's now cross over to Bulawayo, where we know that Ezra has been talking to a lot of people, marvelous. So let's get him on the screen with some people that he's been talking to about COVID-19, these lockdowns. Here we go.
Joseph
Tum.
Yes.
When are you?
Daniel Tu.
Daniel Tu. When are you?
Choice each card.
Okay. Choice. Manje kathi niyabona lapho uyathunga ukuthi ubona uzayenzani njalo sokuthweke sokuqasa ikhefile ibusiness izihamba njalo.
Hayi kunzima vele sele sesafa ngoma sehleze endlini. Kunzima noma ukuthi sithole ukudla. Ngasebenza endlini uma ukhona la.
Njalo sokune kefile nje kuzabe kusebenza kanjalo. Ukuthi ibusiness ivale ngo 3 emini. Lizavala lithini la?
I'm going to go to the hospital. sizafela ngabantwana sibili kasikwazi ukuthi sizabamba abusekele ngakho.
Wena kona pelobhengu la kuminjani abantu baxokozela kakhulu ukuthi kuphambanisa ukuthi kambi ngabe i-corona igcwele.
Ah, lokho ngingakhuluma manga mzawakhe.
Suke wabona umuntu ogula i-corona?
Angaze ngimbone sibili.
Abona umuntu ofayo umazini?
Hayi, akukho.
I-Jackson sahlatshwa kodwa?
Iye, sengahlatshwa sibili.
Kodwa ke sekumele ume kade sikwenza lokhu kwenzayo.
Hayi, sekumele ngime ndoda fateka kumeki. Lami ngizabe ngincenganxenga lami ngikhona.
Ama-customer njalo kuvalwa ngo-3 years abuya.
Lokho sokusazi inkosi ndoda. Futhi siyakhuleka ukuthi babuye. Njengobana lakho khonokho abakwenzayo abanginika khona lakho yikho ophila ngakho. Yeah.
Okay. So lapha ke kuye kuweke lapha kunozana. Wena ukwenzani? La uyalungisa.
Mina lami ngilungisa imitshina.
Yiyo le gcele lapha.
Yiyo wena gcele lapha.
Ama-customer ke kuya manjani? Hambe labelilawo lo nyaka hambe kunzima. Ibhizinisi yenu ibinjani kodwa?
Yona ibhizinisi ibisingani iyaphikaphika. Manje nanko sokubuya futhi okunye kunzima bro.
Okay. Wena ubufisa ukuthi ngakwenziwani ngale lockdown? Abantu babesebenza kumbe kube lockdown.
Hayi kakhulu i-lockdown leyi. Nabe sifisa ukuthi abantu ngaba khululwa nje besebenzile. Ngoba ungathi ahlala endlini. Into zonke ziyama. Lazi amarenti kathi sisibhekane lamarenti e-council awezesa ama-landlord.
Bonke lobo bafuna imali abalanda awuthi lockdown.
Bafuna imali kwanile.
So abalanda awuthi lockdown?
Hayi, akulandaba foyini. Akulandaba.
Irenti iyabhadalwa kunje?
Ifuneka ikwanile mngane. Okuthi ke kulapho uhulumende okufanele ukuthi ngawe uyangenela khona sincedise khona khona.
Lockdown kunje irenti hayi?
Yeah. Hanti abantu nxa kusiba nama-lockdown sibani? Uhulumende sibili ngawe uyangenela ezigabeni zabo council kuzesa abone ukuthi kwenzakala njani njengoba nabantu babehlezi besezindlini. Kanti imali yakhona kuyathi ivela.
So ungangabhadala kwenziwa na?
Uyacothwa sibili ungabonakala esitridini uhlezi esitridini. So kulapho
kulokho ugcine kuncane konke sokusebenzisa kurenti.
Uyakho sokusebenzisa kurenti kodwa ke anti silala abancane uyafuna ukudla phela akukwazi ukuthi bakulele
futhi.
Nakho kuncane la.
Kuyabe ufuna ukudla?
Kuyabe ufuna ukudla. Akunjele ngenze njani ke kunzima mngani wami.
Akunzima.
Uhulumende ngawe uyasincedisa sibili la yethu.
Ikakhulu into yenza amarenti
lesi. Ikakhulu into yenza amarenti sibili.
Ngoba thesi sibhekane lokulungisa izimali ze-school fees. School fees kumele enye indlela imali hayi sekunzima.
Amazwi akho okucela mama wena uthini?
Ayi njengabe sibhalela sobe sithi lockdown ashithi la bayakhansela ukuthi ethawuni la singase sabhadala amarenti njengabe bebhalile but bona bayebewabizela kuphela amarenti noma at least ukuholisa abantu ukuthi bebethole ukudla behlezi ezindlini sebeloko hlezi kungelalutho amarenti endlini ayafunakala ngapha ayafunakala amanzi ke amagesi ofuna ukubhadalwa kodwa thina hlezi endlini.
So there you are, Marvelous. You know, these are some people who have got their own stalls. They are doing whatever they're trying to do. But they're saying, you know, this kind of situation that they are in is very tough. And they're asking the government to actually intervene in terms of paying rentals. You know, they're saying that's having a very direct impact on their lives. So we still have Mdladla with us and Mr. Musan Musontini. I think he has just joined us as well. So, quiet. Maybe you can go to Mr. Eliphaz Mashaba.
Mr. Eliphaz, when we talk about some of you know the things that are needed for the vendors to use during this COVID-19, are you availing that to some of the vendors, or what's the situation there to enable them to carry on with their work?
Yes, Mr. Mashaba, are you there? I think it's been cut off. So
I think, network is probably very bad, but let me just translate what the gentleman there.
I guess he's back again. So let's try him. Mr. Mashaba, can you hear us, sir? I think we've got a problem. And Kwabala Ndamate has just been cut off as well. So let's go to the gentleman that we have here. I think that's Michael Ndiweni. He has been around for a while. So let's try him now. Go ahead. No, I think it's cut off as well.
Okay, in the meantime, regarding Mbo, Taura Shangashu, Taura Wana, Baba Vah, Taura Pavidio, vanga vari kutaura ivo kuti vari kusangana nematambudziko akawanda panguva ino yecovid-19, uye shuwiro yavo ndeyekuti dai hurumende yakwanisawo kubatsira vemabhizimisi nekuvabatsira panyaya yekubhadhara nzvimbo dzavanoshandira semarentals nezvimwe zvakadaro, vachitaura ivo kuti dai paitwa homwe inobatsira vemabhizimisi nekuti pane zvinhu havasi kugona kubhadhara marent nezvimwe zvakadaro.
Yes, I think Mr. Eliphas Mashaba is back now. Mr. Mashaba, can you hear me now? Hello, Mr. Mashaba, can you unmute your button and come in, sir? We're waiting for you now. I think he has got a challenge there. So how about Kobalanda Mate? Uyangizwa? Kobalanda, uyangizwa? Yeah, kwayangazani.
Yeah,
I would to one one and the other is Zimbabwe. One man lockdown lock up. Yeah, Kubekaba. Kubeka Kobalanda. Yes, Kwayangazani, the network is not doing us any favor. So let's try to see what we can do. So Ezra Chisa also spoke to several other people. Let's hear some of the interviews that he did right now. There it goes.
Mama Lingwa.
Mina Fatima Ngwenya.
Eh, Fatima Ngwenya. Yeah, umama ke. Chelo ndebe. Yeah, wena.
Sizwa kwa mos.
Eh, wena.
Moti changu.
Okay. Wena ke sisi. Kuma ngenda bomkhuhlane lo we corona senza ukuthi kube le lockdown sizokuthola khona belokuthi indaba le ukuthi ugcile so le hotspot
mfana umthathe le corona yami
bantu umthathe le corona yami ibask yeah wena siyesizwe le he eh lapha zothi igcile lapha ugcile yini lapha enkulumane wena ungaboni lutho okay wena la ungayiboni manje nxa uthiwa kathi silivale lizasebenza njani uthiwe liphile njani anti kuthiwe ngo-3 bese lihlezi ngikhaya amashopu namhla avala ngo-3 lizwa njani so ikhefi lizaphila njani ikhefi ngo-6 kutsho ukuthi asahambi ndawo mama asahambi ndawo ngo-6 yatshola uhlezi wenzani wena empilweni manje ndiwana kuthiwe kona kusathengi somale i-restaurant so kodwa itheka iyavunyelwa abantu bathenga kodwa wena kutshela abantu ukuthi upheka ngabafuna ukuvakatsha eshop yakho phela sile sithengise khona emashopu lapa e nxalambele emsapoti uthenga ngansisa shele ndebele uyapheka kwamakona paneshopu lifike limthenge zitshwala kwethu lazo ke siyefika kuyo e mama unandiana uthewa isawara swahlatshwa yini okahlatshwa yaphela ungahlatshwa ilokishi lakho phela leli kuthiwa yi-hotspot kambe liqiniswe yini
sizwa ngabo kodwa tinasikwazi Yeah. Sizwa ngabathi kuthiwa inkulumane hotspot mina ngomunye ohlala inkulumane 5
yeah.
Asikwazi njengoba kuthiwa singamina wemagrosa ngahamba ndingani ngalala sendi ngalani ngumuntu nje ngoba ngihlala endlini uphela
so kathesa kulanto ekwaffectayo wena vele
mina kuyangazobe
le curfew uyahlalela
mina kuyangiaffecta ngokuthi even kathesa sengani ngiyastresseka ingqondweni
yindaba
nxa wathi asihlale endlini ngingaphumi bengizama ukuthengisa okungumbhida mphume ngiza kuhlala ngangidleni endlini lesani sekuyi-stress esizonithatha
yeah so some of the people that are talking to Ezra Jesus Panda there I think Mr. Michael Ndweni is in now Mr. Ndweni so these are the people that you work with on a very regular basis when we look at vendors and all these kind of people so now what do you think about all this? I think he has been cut off. Today, our network is giving us a lot of problems, but we believe that we've got so many people that we have here that we can actually, you know, have on right now.
Come on, man.
Bakari, Bakari.
Yeah, Bakari.
AD Bakari.
Yeah,
yes.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Yeah,
but in front of Pumara, but we are able to manage.
Yeah,
Google Labantova.
Manjugo, we know so Miss Tumahan.
In Daba in a lay corona. Yes, I'm missing over. Now I'm putting water COVID, alone COVID, I'm a test down. What you are pooming at a board and Mobacofari. So I had a telephone last Friday.
Okay.
Then I went to the test on Thursday.
Where was it?
What year? I
to my test.
Yes, why? What year? I test on a test, but I can open. Yeah, open see out.
I want to know.
I want to know. Say,
what's so,
we meet. Especially in Kuruman, in next to Yamira. Yeah.
So, Uzanjan, man, got in Jano Funing and Feni, Jano Situla local.
I'm not even comfortable.
Yeah.
I'm not
about his show open.
Yeah, of course, it's in Nisa. Yeah, Umtaga, my guru, okay. But yeah,
so,
I'm just
Uzanjan, man, you want to look and look down. I'm not totally capable.
So,
Jan was six.
You show what you made him penduke engine in his cat. Snagacha, you six or four.
Scarlet, when I went to business, now would you probably follow a meaning like this? One and Jano, I never
Akulunga, it's not good at all. It's affecting us, yes. Moreover, our daily commodities, we cannot get and meet them in time.
Yeah.
That's where the challenge is. Yeah, it's a great challenge, in fact. Yeah.
Now, come on, because I want to talk about 10%.
What do you want? But they are not comfortable since I'm absent from them. Yeah, I'm absent from them.
So, to love my mama, Vigil, I'm a bill, I will have a business.
I'm going to have a baby. I'm going to take a long time. I'm about to go and have a new country. I'm going to have a baby. So, that's where the challenge is to me. Yes, Baba.
Okay. So, Tin Manjaka tells you, Tin Robo Zulula, I live and I live in Benzin.
I
want to call my business people, Benzin.
I want my business, which you can have a
yeah.
Kulubana Guti government, young in Italy, merely what he want to was 7 days. Mobangaban to Anga 7 days, very where Badalangana Marenta was on a Badalana Amade commodities, whatever they want. They cannot do it because the border, I mean, the corona is affecting us. You understand what I mean?
So, what's that, your magic?
Minangasha Changi Velangale Ebuswan, Konapa Ankasa. You go kind of funding watch that day, one Thursday last week.
Yes, so this is a businessman, Marvelous, who is intending to go to Botswana, but he says the borders are shut down, so he's stuck in Bulawayo. So he says he's got some kind of issues with that because he says his business is grounded at the moment. And now we realize that we said, Sunday Marimo is late. Instead, it's Meshek Marimo. So we wish to correct that. Go ahead.
Ugadzilisa patambu yenge tata ura isukuti vasande chizambwa vashaya aiwa muni na wavo Meshek chizambwa ya shaya. Saka tuda kungo gadzilisa ipapo. Uye shayapo mangamuru kunzwa kubva kune mumwe muzvina bhizimisi. Ari kutaura iye kuti parizvino zvinhu hazvina kumira zvakanaka nekuti miganhu yenyika yakavharwa. Saka asi kukwanisa kuti akwanise kuenda kunowanikwa achihodha zvinhu zvekutengesa. Zvinoreva izvo kuti business parizvino harina kumira zvakanaka panguva ino yema restrictive measures iwaya akaiswa nehurumende vachiedza ivo kuti varwise denda iri recovid-19 rinonzi ratekeshera munyika. Uyezve tinoona kuti zvipatara zvemunyika zvinosanganisira parirenyatwa group of hospitals vari kuti ivo vari kutogadzirira kuti vatambire varwere vakawanda vachange vachitarisirwa kunzi pamwe vangabatwe nedenda iri recovid-19 tichiona kupararira kuri kuita chirwere ichi parizvino. Gibbs.
Yes, Marvelous, I think we've come to the end of our show and we need to really correct that the person who we say actually passed away is not Sunday Chizambwa, but is Meshek Marimo. So Meshek was a very, very good player for Dynamos, you know, and he actually was somebody that we know used to play very good soccer, right? So we've come to the end of the show. We wish to thank our guests this evening. Signing off from Maryland, this is Gibbs Dube saying, good night, Zimbabwe.
I'm Marvelous Mklanganya, who is broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C., saying have a very good weekend.
Good night.